Zog die Gemara daf mem dalad omed alef two lines from the bottom. Omer avyud omer rav, mita shiichdo lemois. If you have a mita that you set aside as a place that you're going to place your money, it's going to be my cashier, my register, my cashier register. It's a meyacharit for mois. It's going to be a kasa for mois. So then also letautla, you can't move this bed, it becomes mukza, even if you never placed mois on it. The fact that you're meyachadit, hazmona milsa, so much so, it becomes osa. So Rashi, shichtel mois, mitzvah ba'hazmona ba'alma, ve'af bishleniach olea mo'elom, even if you never placed mois on it. But if you're meyachadit, so it becomes osa at kedekach, that it becomes mukza machmas gufoi. That's what Tosfos learns on the bottom. Mita shichtel mois, osa letatlo, nira dafilo letzach gufa letzach mekoyme osa. It will be osa even tzach gufa letzach mekoyme to move it. Because meyachad something for mois, makes it that it's mukze machmas gufoi. It loses the shame kli. It becomes mukze machmas gufoi. The chemin shichtel amoyz shuvein oyse mena shum tashmish. Vahavik chatoitzitz. It's like the trumpets. The trumpets are inherently mukze because there's no usage for it besides for blowing a trumpet. Unlike the shofar, where it could be used for a baby bottle because it's curved. Mashingin trumpets that are pshutois, trumpets are pshutois. So we said Gemara earlier that it's mukze machmas gufoi. So if it's called mukze machmas gufoi, then even tzach gufa tzach mekoyme it's osa. How does it call mukze machmas gufoi? By the mere fact that you miyachad it lamoyz. Zok Taisus, Vahavik Chatzoitzes, the Osel Tatal Rabbi Yehuda, Afila Tzach Gufa Mekoimoi. Now, La Halacha, we pass it like a Pshimon. So the Yichud Lemois alone, the Gemara is soon going to drop from this, then Yichud alone. It's talking about that Hiniach Lemois. But the mere fact that Taisus wants to say that it's Muktzamach Mas Gufoi because you're Miyachid Lemois, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it won't even help Tzach Gufa Tzach Mekoimoi. But we pass it like a Pshimon, so you won't have this issue that it becomes muktzamach mas gufay. But Zok Taisus, Ul Reb Shimon loy osa shu muktzal tzar gufa mekoymai, ela muktzamach sasar and kiss. The only time it will be osa even tzar gufa tzar mekoymai, if it's muktzamach sasar and kiss, because it's so valuable that you don't want to ruin it. So that type of muktzah, even Reb Shimon agrees that it's osa even tzar gufa tzar mekoymai. But over here, Taisus learning, mita is muktzamach mas gufay, according to Reb Yehuda, and tzar gufa tzar mekoymai won't help. Why is it muktzamach mas gufoi? Because of the yichud, the hazmana alone, that you want to make it into a cash register. Frag the mar kashav dem meis v'rav nachem by Yitzchok metalt l'ner chodesh avlo yoshon. We're just saying, Rav Yehuda just said a statement, om Rav Yehuda om Rav, that mita shichtel amoyz, the yichud alone, the hazmana alone, makes it that it's also letaltlo. So frag the nachem by Yitzchok metalt l'ner chodesh avlo yoshon, the Mishnah said, on the top of the Omid, Mem Dalad Omer Alef on the top, that metalt in Echolish of Loyoshon, and the Gemara said over there, that metalt in Echolish of Loyoshon, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda says, when is it also to move it? When it's Yoshon, because it's Muktzamach Mas Mius. We're talking about an Ner Cheres, so it's Muktzamach Mas Mius after you used it. But before you used it, when it's an Echodosh, even though it's meant to use as a candle holder where to place the shemen in, the ner chodesh was never yet used. It's metaltil. Now you can't have a greater hazmona than that. A ner chodesh you picked up in the store in the aisle where they're selling neiris. So this little kli that's meant for shemen, ner chodesh is allowed to be metaltil, even though it's hazmona for something that's muktzah. So we see clearly that Hazmona is not Milsa, Metalt Ner Chodesh, and that's Reb Yehuda himself, Div Reb Yehuda. So it's a steer in Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda, Amir Rav says, Mita Shichta Lemois is also Letaltel, because Hazmona alone makes it that's also Metaltel, and Tosfos wants to take it to an extreme, that it's even Mukzu Machmas Gufoi, it's like Chatzotzes, it's totally not a shame kli anymore, and it's not allowed to be moved even Machmas, even Tzach Gufa Tzach Mekoimoi. And we see Rav Nachman Yitzchok Fetakasha, Metalt Ner Chodesh of Loyoshon, and that's Reb Yehuda's statement, Be'etzim, Div Reb Yehuda, because Ner Chodesh is not considered Mukza. If it wasn't lit yet, it's not Machmas Mius. And Ner Chodesh alone, even though it's Hazmona, it's not Mukza. Zok Digamar Amit Bey, Mem Dalad Amit Bey's, Uma Ner de Lohochi Avida. And Ner is meant to use as a candelabra, as a light, to place the oil and to light it. And Ner is Lohochi Avida, so it's the greatest Hazmona possible. Kilo Hitik, but if it's Ner Chodesh, if it wasn't yet lit, then Shogla Tatula, you gotta move it. So Mita the Lav Lohochi Avida. The Mita is not meant to place money on there. It's meant to sleep on. Like Kol Shekein, that merely being Mazminit is not going to make it that it's also Letaltel. So how could it be that Hazmona, that alone the fact that Yichta Lemois will be also Letaltel? Zog the Mora Avada, that can be. Eli Itma Hochi Itma. You have to read the Brice of Omer Avida Omer Rav as follows. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Mita sheyichta lemois, yemeyachlid lemois, heniyach lemois, not just hazmona on its own, if it's yichid lemois, and heniyach lemois, and once upon a time, even not on Shabbos, on Tuesday afternoon, you place money on it, so then osa letaltlo, you can't move it on Shabbos, even if the money's not on it, and even if it wasn't on it, ben hashmoshes, even if it wasn't hooked to mitzad that, but the fact that it was yichta, and you place money on it, so it's osa letaltlo. Then it's taka osa to move. Zog Rashi on the top, teniach lemois, afila b'choil, hare hooked to issa. It's hooked to issa. The issa, the fact that you had money on it, plus the yichud, v'osa letaltlo, and you can't move it, v'afilu nistalka mois mibayt yoyim. Even if the mois were removed before the onset of Shabbos, mibayt yoyim, but it was yichto, plus you placed money on there, so then taka, it's considered mukta, and that would be considered, that's also the Taltala. So, Rashi, v'loidomil ner shal mateches, a ner of mateches, which is nak mukta machmas mius, over there Rabbi Yehuda allows, the shoy Rabbi Yehuda the hosam b'lo yichto, over there Rabbi Yehuda allows, after it's extinguished, if it wasn't hukta lebein hashmoshes, the fact that it was once upon a time lit, then it's talking about that it wasn't yichad lekach, so that's why it's allowed to be moved. But something that is yichdoi, and it was a niachaleo, then avada would be also to move. So there's a machlok to showing him what's the pshat that this yichud with placing one's money on it, it makes it that it's also to move. And like Tosfos says, it's mukta machmas gufoy. The Ramban learns because once you mekatzi your das from it because of hazmana and you place something on it, so then it's bottled the terrorist kli. True, maybe theoretically it can be used for a bed. Like we said, shofar could be used for a baby bottle, but not when you meyached it specifically for a cash register, for to put money on it. So then, and you place money on it, so then it's mevatel the same teres kli. That's what the Ramban learns. The Rashba learns that since it's meant to put on money, varai, you put on their money Tuesday afternoon, so every second on Shabbos, we look at it as if you were meyach money on it, because it's able to put money on it. You miyachad it for money, and you place money in the past on it, so we look at it as if there's money on it, and that's why it's also to be moved. So Tosa Norman Alev is learning that it's according to Rabbi Yehuda that Muktzah Machmas Gufoy is Osir, and it's even Tzach Gufoy Tzach Mekoymoy, it will be Osir to move. Masha Enkein, Tosa Norman Beis, on the bottom, B'Shem Ben Etam, says that even according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be Mukta Machmas Rissar and Kiss. And by Machmas Rissar and Kiss, it won't help a Tzarech Gufoy Utzarech Mekoymoy. Meaning, since you're Miyachad this Mita for Mois, so you're Makbid on this Mokum like Mukta Machmas Rissar and Kiss, so then it would be also even the Kong Trip Shimon, Tzarech Gufoy and Tzarech Mekoymoy. The Mice in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Yud, we paskin that Mita Shichtel Mois, Venichel Mois, if the money's not on it, then it's mutal taltal, because since, like Tosfos says in Amud Aleph, it's only going to Rabbi Yehuda, we pass it like a Shimon, so it's mutal betiltal. Mashenkin, the Ramah over there says that it's also betiltal, unless it's tzarech gufoy tzarech mekoymoy, because he learns that it's going even according to Rabbi Shimon, so other muktzas, by machzor and kiss, it's taka also even tzarech gufoy tzarech mekoymoy. But since over here, it's a mita, and a mita is not something that is a chisar and kiss type of mita, that it gets ruined. It's just, you meyachad it. So mail over here, it's like a klisha melach tala issa, so mail it tzach gufa tzach mekoyme is taka muta to move. Now Rashi over here on the top, it says, heniyach ala mois, so then, even if it was there b'choil, it was hooked to l'issa, and it's also letalt, even if it's a stalka mois, so yesh lodna, does Rashi mean that it's mukta machmas issa because of the issa of the mois, which is mekhu memka, it's hukta le issa. So then, avad tzarech gufoy tzarech mekoymoy would be muta. Or does Rashi agree that it's like Tosfos Omer Aleph, that it's mukta machmas gufoy? Rashi is saying it's hukta le issa because of it's mukta machmas gufoy because the fact that you're meyachid it and you place mois on it. So then Avada Tzarech Gufoy Tzarech Mekoymoy wouldn't help, like Rabbi Yehuda says, like Tosfos says in Omer Aleph, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Zok de Braisa, Eli Itmar, Hochi Itmar. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Mita Shichta Lemois, when he miyachad Lemois, and also Hiniach Lemois, even though they're off currently, but it was Hiniach, so then also Letaltalo, either because it loses Shem Kli, or be looking at it like right now, as if there's Mois on it, Dr. Rashba. Lo Hiniach Lemois, but if there's no Mois on it, you never place Mois on it, then Mutal Letaltalo. like we said, because Yichud alone, Hazman is La Milsa. Hazman is not going to make it also to move, just like Metaltin Ner Chodesh. By Lo Yenich LeMois, we're never Mois on it. However, Zok the Brayse Vayter, Lo Yichud LeMois, if you were not Meyachud LeMois, but Yesh Olea Mois, but there's money on it, so then it's also Letatlo. Then it's Bosses Ladova also. Then you can move the bed while the money is on it. Now, we're not talking about that the money was placed before Shabbos, because then it would be also to move even if the money is off it. But then it's Midan Iskatzol Ben Ashmoshes Iskatzol Kuliyoyma. We're talking about that the money was placed on Shabbos itself, and while the money is on it, then it's Bosses. Zoktoy says, how is the money placed on it? Zoktoy says, we're talking about Konsheniach Nochi, or Tinik Ladas Yisrael, and that's the oifen where it's considered that it's Bosses. In addition, Zoktoy says that Yeshala and Mois also Letaltala is only talking about where it's Meniach. The holding of bosses, Ladova Osa, is only by Meniach. But by Shochach, it's not considered in bosses. By Shochach, Menaya Kaveh Neuflois. So again, the Gemara says, Loich de la Mois, if you're not Meniachet for Mois, then Yeshala Mois, while the money's on there, then it's bosses. And we're talking about Meniach, Al Yedei, Tinoik, Ladasisol, or Nochi. So as long as the money's on it, then it's also, then it's bosses, then also little too late. Ain't no lemois, but if the money is off it, then mutter letatlo, then you're allowed to move it. Then there's no problem. Fact is, the kasha maybe bring a raya from here that ain't mutter lechatzis Shabbos, because after all, once it's off, it's mutter, and we don't say it's hukter lechatzis Shabbos, it's usufer hukter for all day. Zoktoy says, no. It was intentionally placed in order to remove. So that's not considered Hukta Lechatzis Shabbos. Hukta Lechatzis Shabbos means was meant to place to remain there, and then it fell off. But if it's meant to be removed, that's Bichlal not considered Hukta Lechatzis Shabbos. Now, Tosfos later on, Daf Nun Aleph, says that whenever you have Das to remove something, it's considered like Shecheach. And by Shecheach, there's no din of bosses. The whole din of bosses is only by Meniach. If it's not Meniach, we're talking about the sugi, talking about Meniach. Yesh la'ayin, and Tois and Daf Nun Aleph. Then Tois says, the whole din of Muktzah L'chatzis Shabbos is the Gabi the Issa Achila, but not the Gabi the din of Tiltel, so then it's not a sugi of Muktzah L'chatzis Shabbos. Now, Zok the Gemara is another condition. Even though Ein Olea Mois, it's Mutzah L'taltelo, but it has to be dafka v'hu shaloha yu'aleh ben hashmoshes. It can't be that the mois were there on it ben hashmoshes, but then it's huktzah ben midir iskatzoyle ben hashmoshes iskatzoyle kule yoyma. So that avada would be a problem because of midir iskatzoyi. So Rashi v'hu shenistanka ba yoyim shaloha yu'aleh kol ben hashmoshes. But ha'aval hoyaleh kol ben hashmoshes iskatzoyle kule yoyma. And that's Rashi's being medayik dafka kol ben hashmoshes, because in order for it to be considered migdis katzoi, it has to be the whole ben hashmoshes. If it's only part of ben hashmoshes, then maybe it's the part that's the sofik yoim, since ben hashmoshes is sofik yoim, sofik lailo, so it's not going to be mekatzit for the whole Shabbos, because maybe it was only on it, on the chelik that's sofik yoim, so that won't make it migdis katzoi. So, but if it's on it, the whole ben hashmoshes, kula ben hashmoshes, then it's for sure migdis katzoi, the ben hashmoshes is katzoi lekula yoima. The Balamar holds that there's no such thing as bosses unless it was hunach meniach before Shabbos. But anything that's hunach on Shabbos itself does not become a din of bosses. Now, so melo, if it's not bosses, you can be menai the mois letzorach dava mutter. Just if you take it regular tilta gomer when the money's on it, it's also because of as if you're carrying the money itself. But if you're meniach on Shabbos itself, then in reish samach vav, we talk a go like the Balamor, that it doesn't become a din bosses, and you would be able to be minaret. So the Mor comes out, Le'olam Bavidom Rav says that Mita Shichta Lemois is also Letaltel, is talking about with his Minoi and Heniach Lemois. Then it's also Letaltel, even if it's off it. But if it's Loy's Minoi, so then if the money is on this Be'etzem, then it's bosses. And if the money is not on there, as long as it wasn't on there, Ben Ashmoshes, so then it's Mutter because it wasn't Huzman. But if it's on the Ben Ashmoshes, then it's Taka Osa. Avdem Fek Demar Kasha, Oma Ula, Mosuk Abeliezer, you're telling me that if it was a Lea Ben Ashmoshes, then it's Taka Osa because Midir is Katzoli Ben Ashmoshes, it's Katzoli Kuli Yoima, Mosuk Abeliezer, Muchni Shalom. If you have something which is a Muchni, Muchni is a wheel to a carriage. You have a carriage like a box, which is like with wheels on the side of it. So if you have a muchni, this wheel, bismanshi nishmetes, if it's able to come apart, so we don't look at it as a part and parcel of the wagon itself, Bismanchi nishmetes ein chibula. It's not called a chibur. That means if a tomei touches the wheel, the wagon has become tomei. Or the opposite. You touch the wagon, the wheel doesn't become tomei. It's nishmetes, it's able to come apart, so we don't look at it as one unit. Ve'einim deres imo. And likewise, it's not measured together with it, because the halacha is that something that is very large, that einim etaltel mole ve'reikon, it's unable to be carried and moved when it's empty and when it's full. Full means that it's able to hold arboim so belach. So then it doesn't have a shame clean. It's not a kabbal tumah. How do you measure something if it's able to hold 40 so belach? You take that utensil, you take that carriage, you put it in a mikveh. If 40 so spill over, so you know that it's the it's able to hold the volume of arboim so. But you don't count the wheel with it. You have to remove the wheel because the wheel is not part and parcel of it because it's a shmetes. It's not nimdad imo to make it that it's not a shame kli because it's not metal to molav reikon. The next thing is the ematz elas imo ba'oil ha'meis. This wheel is not matzah ba'oil ha'meis. The wagon being so large is matzil. It's so large. So then it's choytzitz mifnei atuma. So if let's say you have something on top of this wagon, it's on top of the wheel. So since the wheel is not part of the wagon itself, so it's not choytzitz mifnei oil ha'meis. And it would be mekabel tuma if it's in the base of kvaris. But if it's in the wagon, this utensil, then the wagon is choytzitz. The wagon is a chatzitza. It's matzah ba'oil ha'meis. But the wheel is a separate entity from the wagon. It's not a chibur, so it doesn't have the shame of the shame that it's a choytzitz because it's not part of the wagon itself. It's not matzal ima ba'oil ha'meis. And the final halach, which negates our sugya, the ein goyrin oisa b'shabbos. You can move this wheel on Shabbos. When? Bizman sheyesh olemois. When there's money on the wheel. Ha ein olemois. We're medayik, if the money is not on the wheel, even if it was on the wheel, ben hashmoshes, it's shaya. Afakav davala ben hashmoshes. So we see clearly now like we just said. We said that if the money was on the mita ben hashmoshes, then it's osa. Even if the money is removed on Shabbos, because midu is katzoyle ben hashmoshes, katzoyle kuli yoyma. And here we're saying the wheel can't be moved when the money is on it. Only when the money is on it. But if the money was on it ben hashmoshes, if it's removed now, ho'ein oleo, then mois, then it's muta. Afakav davala ben hashmoshes. And we don't say midu is katzoyle ben hashmoshes, is katzoyle kuli yoyma. On that, the Gemara answers, Hayi Reb Shimoni, the Lesle Mukta. You're right. This sugya of Muchni is according to Reb Shimon that doesn't hold the Migris Katzoyle Ben Hashmosh, it's Katzoyle Kula Yoyma. The only time Reb Shimon agrees is when your Mekatzi, as we said, from a Ka'ara, someone that's so far removed, it's going to remain lit for so long, the Ka'ara, the Nersha Bekara, so then it's Katzoyle, even according to Reb Shimon. But something that's Yoshua Metzapa, so then Reb Shimon doesn't agree to is katzoi. So we're also Yoshua Metzapa that the money is going to go off the wheel. So the fact that it was on Ben Hashmosh's, it's not going to make it that it's also l'kuli yoyma. According to Reb Shimon, less than me this katzoi. So that's why afagavado hoyoleh ben hashmoshes. If it's not on there now, the wheel could be moved. As long as it can't be moved when the money's on there physically, because then you're moving it while the money's on it. But if the money is off it, even if it was on ben hashmoshes, that's according to Reb Shimon that you don't hold the migur this katzoi by something like this. Masheinkein v'rav k'rab yudas vilei. Omrav yudom rav. That price of the mito, that if it was on the ben hashmoshes, even if it's off now, is also, that's going to Rabbi Yehuda. That's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So by Rabbi Yehuda says that migris katzor le ben hashmoshes is katzor le kuli yoyma. And that's where the mito cannot be that it was on the ben hashmoshes, even if it's removed now. Now Rashi right away points out that it's only muta going to Rabbi Shimon when the money is off it. However, if the money is on it, then Reb Shimon is moided that it's oiden all of its also. So Rashi in the bottom, Ahir Reb Shimoni, umiu mois lechazamidin, mois has no function whatsoever. Umoided Reb Shimon to oiden all of also. Avada when it's on there physically, then you can't move it, because then it's lechazalamidi. Then it's taka muksa, that muksa he agrees to. Masha enke, when it's off it, even though it was on ben hashmoshes, he doesn't say migris katsoi. Like the Rashi says, that even though Reb Shimon is moided by kois and ka'ora, that's because you're totally mesiach das from it because it's remaining lit for a very long time. Mashenken muchni, because it's not miyuchad lemois, so that's why you're daka yoshua mitzapa when it's going to go off. It'll be taken off. So that's why it's not going to be considered muktza, migris katsoi ben hashmoshes, that you're totally removed from it. And that's why according to Reb Shimon, the muchni is taka muta. And we look at it like a ner kotten. Now Tosafot points out, ein goyrin oisa b'shabes, you're not allowed to move this wheel, bizman sheyesh lemois. So Zok Tosafot Mefarish read kshenishmetes he kli b'fnei atzmo. Since it's able to come apart, we look at it as a utensil on its own. Avol kshein nishmetes, but if it would not be nishmetes, then muta legoiru allowed to move the muchni with the mois on it. Af b'shiyesh le'mois, because kemen she'enam al gabi ashida she'ikra kli shori. Since it's not on the main part of the kli, if it's looked upon as one kli and not as a separate entity, so then you place the money on the side part of the kli, not in the main part of the kli. The main part of the kli is the shida itself, the wagon itself. So when you place something on the wagon itself, it's takabosis. But when you place it on the side part of the wagon, not the main part, it will not be bosis. That's only if we look at it not as a separate entity. Hind that we look at it as a separate entity, so you can't be goyre the muchni when the money's on it, because it's bosses. Zoktoy says, if you would not look at it as a separate entity, then you would be able to move the muchni when the money's on it. Why? Because it's not part of the main part of the wagon, the main part of the kli. Since if it be one entity, it has to be bosses only if it's on the main part, so that would not be considered bosses, because it's not on the wagon itself. And this comes out of major enough community halacha. If a person has a pocketbook on a baby carriage, so if it's sitting in the baby carriage on the seat itself, that would be called bosses, because it's on the main part of the wagon of the baby carriage. But if it's somewhere on a side hook, so that would not be considered zoktaisis bosses on the ikka part of the kli, so they would not be considered bosses. Now it's not nishmetes, this hook is part of the wagon, but it's not in the main part, so it would not be called bosses on the main part of the tashmish of the kli, so that would not be called bosses. Another nafkamina is a drawer, a megira. If you have money in a drawer, so if the drawer does not come apart, so then you're allowed to move the table. Why? Because the main part of the table is the table itself. So the fact that you have bosses on the side part, which is not the ikka part, so then it would take to be mutter to move it. It's not called bosses. But if the drawer is nishmetes, then it's like the muchni, which is nishmetes. Then you can move the drawer, because then you're moving it, then you're moving something which is a separate entity, which has bosses on it. All the Rishonim learn differently in the Tesis, and they say that being that it's one utensil, it's one kli, then even not the main part of it, it's looked upon like one kli. When does Tesis say that if it's not in the ikka kli, that's if it's a separate entity, be'etzem, it's a muchni, even if it's not nishmetes, but the mice, it's a wheel. Mashengen stam a hook or something that's a part of the kli, just it's not in the main part, that would not be looked upon like a muchni, which is really a separate entity. Mice, the Ramban does learn lactosis, and he says that when the fact that the shida is ikka, so then everything else is mutter. And even the muchni doesn't become bosses, and it's taka mutter. The Magen Avraham learns that the muchni is bosses. All that Tosfos means is that the shida is not bosses. The shida being a separate entity, so you're allowed to move the shida. But about it, the muchni remains bosses. The Maaseh the Rama does paskin in Shin Yod Zayin like Tosfos. He says if you have an article of clothing and you have mois in the kiss, so you're allowed to be metal to the beged. We don't say that the whole beged becomes bosses to the mois, because the mois is not in the ikka part of the beged. It's in the pocket. That's not the ikka part of the beged. The ikka part of the beged is the shirt itself, the pants itself, not the pocket. That's mamish like the muchni. So maybe you'll be able to be metaltal the beged. Now you have to know if this is talking about shochach dafka or b'meniach, maybe it would be also to use this beged because the mois of the kiss is bosses. All right. We'll stop over here by the bottom of the Omid Memdalad Omid Beis.